With me. a drag. The city is a drag.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard The City is a Drag by Hoxley Workman. Before that, Elevator with Hounds. And right at the top, Andrew Bird and Madison Cunningham with their track Crying in the Night. That's a brand spanker, folks. I need to make a sound effect for brand spanker.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
What if I do...
Oh.
I can just make it. This is Foley work.
That's going to sound really good.
It's going to sound really, really good, I'm sure. But yeah, folks, up next, we've got Emil and the Sniffers, Big Dreams. This record, it's been climbing up these charts, these indie, these punk charts that I'm looking at, folks. I think, were they on Jimmy Fallon recently?
Well, why don't we look? I love Amel and the Sniffers. I feel like they're great so band. Good.
They're so much fun.
And just all their songs are bops. Their live performances look so fun. I really like them.
Yeah, they were on some late show or another. I'll let you figure that out, folks, because frankly, they're all the same. So let's just enjoy this track. Big Dreams, Amel, Sniffers.
You got them big dreams, you wanna get out of here. You're sick of being stuck in the apartment. You're strapped for cash and, well, you don't know where to start. It isn't easy with the price of living, but oh, I know it's coming round again. Another birthday and another year older, oh, I know it's coming round again. Can you be holding on any tighter? Just take a breath and get out of this place. I know you can, just get yourself together. Oh, I know it's coming round again. Another birthday and another year older. Oh, I know it's coming round again.
Thank you.
Folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Joel Plaskett, Deny, Deny, Deny. Before that, we heard Calpurnia with Greyhound. Remember that band, folks? And right at the top, Emil and the Sniffers with their brand spanker, Big Dreams.
It was less enthusiastic this time. We went to buy
Aberfoyle.
Yeah, we went to the antique market. It's near Guelph, kind of.
Yep, every Sunday, folks.
And it was expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It was still really fun. I would super recommend. The market itself is like only $5 to enter. And then there's like little booths of vendors that sell antiques, all different kinds of antiques. And also some stuff that I guess is not like officially antiques, but like posters from the 70s and stuff like that. And we did get
odds and ends and bits and bobs.
Yeah, we got a dresser, so that was solid. And then we also tried to get a boat painting, but someone bought it right before we could buy it.
Heartbreakingly.
And then the rest of the paintings were extremely expensive. I gotta say, so what we determined was that this is not really a place where you can go and feel like a little American picker style.
No, this is the pre-pick.
The pickers have already gone, and now they're selling them at a table.
You're not going to like some mom and pop garage sale. Like, these are cold-blooded operators.
Yeah, and they already know that things are worth.
They know exactly how much they can charge you.
Yeah, so it's not like, wow, look at this amazing thing I got for $10. They're like, they got it for $10, and now they're like, this is clearly worth $100, and you're like, oh no. Not to say there's not still good deals, because new furniture is also very expensive. So it's like, if you're going to pay for furniture or art, you know, you may as well get something cool.
My favorite thing there was a woman who was just selling like street signs that had just been stolen.
I know.
They were just like, you know, it would just be like, oh, like such and such street, or like a stop sign or something. Like,
but I'm sure what it was is that someone else has stolen them and then she's bought it and is reselling it. But it is
but it was
very
just
funny.
Ridiculous.
There was like all those ones of like the Amish heart, like corn buggy signs,
Amish
and
crossing
stuff.
But
the best one was that we went to a booth, and I was like, we're looking for a mirror, so I was like, I know, right? Haunted house, like you're buying an antique mirror, not good. There's a whole movie about how you shouldn't do that. but we need a mirror. So I went up and I was like, hi, like how much is the set of two matching mirrors?
Yeah, queen negotiator over here.
They're pretty small. I didn't know you were supposed to negotiate.
She drives a hard bargain.
And then he's like, oh, sorry, I'm running this booth for my daughter. Let me just text her. So he does like voice to speech, and he's like, how much for the mirrors? And then he's like, oh, they're $100 each. And I said, okay, I'm okay then. Thank you. So then I walk away out of the booth and I hear him say into his phone, womp, womp. Like he's just telling his daughter that I didn't buy them. Which I thought was very cute.
No, here's what you say. You say, good luck with that. Good luck selling for that much. Tell her good luck for me.
Yeah.
No, that's what you say.
But why would I do that? Why would I make him sad for no reason when I already know I'm not going to buy
the
object?
This is bartering. This is you say that.
But bartering is not about just like being bitter when you're leaving.
We've been talking. We're like, obviously you cannot go visit Lebanon now, but we're like, oh, we want to visit Lebanon one day. These people will eat you alive. You're going to be paying $500 for a Coca-Cola over there.
Yeah, I did one time go to, I think we went to Cuba. Yeah, and that's when, I'm trying to think when I was the worst at bartering. I think it's when we went to Cuba and we were walking in a market. And they were like, this is like 30 American dollars. And it was like for a trinket. And I was like, well, then sad. I'm not going to be buying this. And then they would come back and be like, okay, well, then it's a different price. So actually, maybe I'm really good at it, because I just hear these expensive prices and I go, what the heck? I guess I'll just leave then.
Yeah. No, like that's a whole, like, oh man, you need to read Debt by David Graeber. And he talks all about like the like wild like bargaining rituals that like people have.
I'm so bad at it. My parents are also really bad at it. We don't shop at places where you can barter.
Yeah, but there's
no
like
skills.
There's like places in like markets where like if you don't walk away in disgust by the price that someone sends you, like then they're almost offended that you didn't do that, you know?
Well, that's so unfortunate for me. The worst thing I think was that there was like a booth selling people's diplomas, like random diplomas that are framed in like a really old frame, and it's literally like someone graduating from university. And granted, it's like really old, it'll be from the 30s or something, but they'll be like, this is $60, and I'm like, what? It's someone else's name. Like, I'm gonna hang this random man's diploma for $60?
Like, yeah, I'm not sure
what the heck,
what's going on there.
Anyway,
but anyway, folks, we've got new tropical F-word storm with their, yeah,
they've
don't got,
put swear words in your band names, guys. Yeah. It makes it really hard for radio people, but okay.
We're making it work, though. Song's called Chameleon Paint. It's a brand spanker. And it's from their new record, Tropical F-Word Storm's Inflatable Graveyard.
Cool.
Here we go.
Shine a Thank you.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard a brand spanker by Beach Bunny that was Clueless. Before that, we heard Hey Rosetta with their song Harriet. And right at the top, we heard Tropical F-Word Storm with Chameleon Paint. And now, folks, it is time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where I talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. And this week, off of Bitter Melon Farm, that compilation record we love so much, it's Black Molly. Bit of a double entendre here. Black Molly is, of course, the little fish, the little aquarium fish that people like. They're very peaceful. What's their name? I have it here. Poicea sphenops, I think is the scientific name. I did not pronounce that properly, I'm sure. But yeah, they're cute little freshwater fish from Mexico. But also, Black Molly is southern slang for like meth pills, speed. Amphetamine capsules, if you want to be particular about it. This is a song, very angry, nasty little song about learning that your ex-lover, the old enemy of yours, who's to say, is returning. The boys are back in town, but in a bad way. And how do you deal with this? By doing property damage, mostly. Of course, the best lyric. I gotta leave you with my favorite lyric here. He puts a bullet through the cold, dead brain of his telephone. The telephone rang out a couple of times. I put a bullet through its cold, dead brain. What more can you ask for from a Mountain Goat song, folks? This is Black Molly. Here we go.
My shirt and I grab hold of
Folks, hello, and thank you so much for hanging out with us this lovely Tuesday morning. What did we just hear?
We just heard The End Has No End by The Strokes, before that Lipstick by Wintersleep, and at the top, Black Molly by The Mountain Goats.
That's exactly right.
We always read it in verse. I always say the title first, and then by the artist, and Dean always says, the artists.
Yeah.
And then the song title. So, keeping you on your toes here,
that's
really.
Right. Up next, folks, we got a couple more tracks to close us out. We've got Montel Fish, new record's called Charlotte. This track is It's Gonna Cost Ya, pretty good. And right at the end, The National, they've got a live album called Rome that they performed in Rome. This version of Lit Up was very fun and had a lot of horns in it, and I'm a sucker for horns. So yeah, thanks for hanging out, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lit up, lit up, alright. I tried it one time and I your skirt like a flip, and everything surrounds you and it doesn't fit. Nothing like this sound I met that only lacks the season and only heard by bedroom kids who buy it for that reason. Cause I'm the low life of the party. Bad blood. Bad blood for everybody. I'm in control.
No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC. Every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. You never know what you're gonna get. You never know what you're gonna get. CFRC's most varied variety show. Hosted by your friends, Mike and Chance. No Static. No Static. CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca. CFRC.ca/no_static.